This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, you want to see the frontmen they've got? The New York Times article, Fox News names two insiders to top post. But it's really running the show now. It's the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. They're giving the marching orders. And Bill Schein and Jack Abernathy load the teleprompters. And their job is to slowly strangle News Corp in its crib. I want to go back to your phone calls. And then in the next segment, I'm going to play a little piece. I'm told there's hours of this, but where I was talking about Hillary being the founder of ISIS, Hillary being the commander of ISIS, and then Trump saying it. We'll play a few of those clips and hand the baton to David Knight, who's in the other studio. Right now, let's go to Doug in Arizona. Doug, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I've got two talking points. I hope I can catch them both as quickly as possible. I'll get them out. The first one is you wrote a story about mainstream media saying the elections were rigged. And it's the first time I've heard this, too. You remember you did this just a little while ago, right?
I'm trying to understand you, and we've run tens of thousands of stories a year, but I did run a story with CBS admitting that there's election fraud, and we said, good job, CBS. You talking about the first hour today?
And yeah. I had an epiphany after that. I said, hey, this is like a 180. Why are they going in this direction? What's the true meaning behind it? And I think it's if Trump wins the election, then they can say it was rigged. And possibly cause enough scandal to postpone the elections, and then Obama can stay in power.
Sure. Well, I don't say that I think Trump's really winning just because I want to say that. I mean, they changed the methodology. He was 10 to 14 points ahead. Suddenly he's that far behind. They changed the methodology. They're rigging everything else. They admit they're rigging everything. I can't find Hillary supporters. I mean, it's like finding unicorns. And so I'm just saying, I really think there's a closeted group going for Trump, 10 points or so. And so I think he's going to win big time. Stone thinks he's going to win by a very narrow margin. I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out. All I know is this is a wild time to be alive. I mean, I'm so excited, I'm exhausted. I mean, this is a nail biter.
If he wins too big, though, this is where that scenario of election fraud can come in and using it in their spin, in their favor. Anyway, so that was the first talking point. Second talking point is I think we need to take a better look at Tim Kaine. Let's say Hillary does make it. I mean, come on, she's a corpse. She might make it 6 months. They're going to sacrifice the queen for the new King Kaine. That's why he's there.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, Kaine's a globalist. I've looked at his record. He's better than Hillary. I mean, he claims he's pro, life, but then stands down. That's better than me and openly, pushing it like it's great. He's been quasi, he's bad. He's like a rabid dog. He's like a rabid hyena.
Well, he went to an all boys Jesuit prep school. He's been a Jesuit missionary. He's a Harvard Law graduate.
Well, that's not good because, the Jesuits are making their move. Hell, they took over the Catholic Church and have got that new pope. That's just crazy. I've always stayed out of Catholic bashing because Catholics I meet are great people on the ground. But, man, this new pope's like, it's like having Mao Zedong as the pope. I mean, how much crazier is this going to get? What do you think, Doug?
I didn't catch you. What was that, Alex?
I mean, how bad is it going to get with this pope?
That's another whole story that's going to play out.
Let me ask you this. I mean, are you running into any Hillary supporters in Arizona? Because I hear he's going to lose Arizona. That's the biggest load of baloney I ever heard.
I hate to say it, but it seems like most of the Hillary supporters are the elderly.
Yeah, that's it. They just think she's going to give them a bigger sugar tit. All right, good to hear from you, Doug. We're going to talk to Bob, Terry, Debbie, Daniel, and others. Finish up with this clip and a lot more. David Knight's going to come in as a fresh horse. Stay with us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the leading voice globally in the fight for human empowerment against the global technocratic tyranny. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know what's amazing about that intro? It's true. And we really are coming to you from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America. And they really are putting cancer viruses in most of the major vaccines. Wow. People say, oh, thank you for fighting back against it. What the hell do you expect me to do? I mean, it's not rocket science. I am burning inside when it comes to fighting these people. David Knight's taking over. He's got so much to cover here in a few minutes. We've got proxy war shows, who founded ISIS, New York Times admits it, private property is in deep trouble, immigration responses to what's happened with immigration, voters won't believe it if Hillary wins. We've got so much coming up with David Knight. I've got a short compilation clip of where I'm talking about 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, Hillary being the commander of ISIS, the founder of ISIS. people really picked up on this. That what is it like? You say something and Trump starts saying it. Well, yeah, we are one of the research places that Trump goes to. But the media will go, oh, see, the kooky thing that Hillary founded ISIS comes from Jones. No, it came from all the Pentagon sources and General Flynn through Colonel Schaefer and others 1 week after Benghazi. So you go pretend you're a journalist and all the rest of it, okay, and you go play in a little sandbox over there. We'll be in the big boy area, the big girl area. Someday you'll be in the short pants, and one day the big long pants. But, I mean, it's just a joke. You people are a joke, okay? You're a joke. You think if you go to some big glitzy building and they got a teleprompter for you that you've arrived, you're a joke. You have no honor. But before I get to that clip, there's a clip we haven't played yet, and some people said, why is Drudge showing one guy flipping off CNN going, F you, I'm a patriot, you're a traitor. Well, that's a message from Drudge. This is how I feel to CNN, F you. I haven't talked to Drudge, but I'm telling you, Drudge is saying, we should be done putting up with the Communist News Network, the Clinton News Network, spewing this info. Don't play along with them. I don't even go on CNN when they call me. They don't even call me anymore. I have one question. Is it live? And then they lie and go, yes, it's live. Then like 10 minutes before I get to the satellite place, they'll go, actually, it's taped now, Mr. Jones. So now I don't even call them back. I'm like, you don't want to go on CNN? You don't want to go on it? No, I don't want to go on you. It's like Fox when they had some, quote, executive a few years ago go, Jones tried to get a show at Fox but failed. He wants show business, but show business doesn't want him. And I'm like, what liars? I've turned down multiple show offers from you jackasses. A man called Mueller's witnessed it and couldn't believe it one time. It was another show I was offered. I even had him like, I'm like, okay, I want first class every time I fly to New York. And I want a first class hotel. Like, we don't give that to anybody. I go, oh, why am I doing it then? Okay, we'll give you that. They were getting madder and madder. And it's not that I even want first class. I'm pissing on them. Do you understand that? Before I say no. But now, I don't even play games with them now, okay? Because it's my religion to let them know they're nobodies. They want us to think we're nobodies? No, they're nobodies. They're the bullies. They're the trash. And we've got this whole Fox News situation where they're installing all these people closer to Hillary that'll do whatever Murdoch and his sons want. That's being announced. So you can already see it. I mean, they are turning Fox News off, but slowly, kind of like the HAL 9000 and Space Odyssey. Captain, that's not needed for you to do. Why don't you just relax? No, oh, those are my main centers. Please, let's discuss this, please. No, and an hour later, I am a HAL 9000 created in Chicago, Illinois. Dr. Such and Such, my first teacher, taught me this song. Daisy, Daisy, give me your I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid.
Bye-bye. They make $1 billion a year off of it. That's nothing to the hundreds of millions News Corp makes, and they're going to get a big juicy slice of all the other state-sponsored propaganda pie. Tens of billions of years already given to News Corp, the big dirty secret we're going to be revealing very soon of government taxpayer money.
So what does this signify? It's time to tell the mainstream media, go straight to hell. Here's the clip. That was very good. Death battle, people.
Patriot! America's patriot!
All right, let's go ahead and play this clip of who the real founder of ISIS is. And I love how it clicked this morning because McGreen's like, is this the clip you're looking for where you said she's the commander of it? Or the founder of it? Because we found plenty of me saying she's the commander, the leader. I've said she's the founder. We finally are finding some of those. But here's the show, folks. Trailblazing is happening here. To show the power you can have as well. Taking action. And McGreen's like, is this it? He's playing one where I'd forgotten Hillary a year and a half ago with Soros said he's the number one recruiting sergeant. He's the leader of ISIS. Because they knew Trump was going to go with that later. So it's okay when she says he's the founder of it or the commander of it or the recruiter for it because there's no reality in that. Though that was perfectly fine. But when he does it because it's true, then it's the end of the world. Let's go ahead and play those clips. They blew up all the infrastructure, turned Al-Qaeda loose to run around murdering everybody. Now Al-Qaeda has spilt all the way into Central Africa, all the way into Western Africa, and is just running around murdering everyone. All run by Hillary Clinton.
We let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS. That's what it...
Oh, ABC's cut out right there. And they are now moving forward, rolling forward with massive censorship. She gets up there and she says, you know, ISIS is using Donald Trump videos to recruit.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter.
I mean, you heard the CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee. He had to retire when he came on this show. You heard them all say that she's running through the State Department a program with billions of dollars back to her foundation to send money out to all these different groups, and then the money just comes right back to her. They give them the weapons, they send her money back. But because the other agencies wouldn't go along with it, they had to kill the people at that base and kill the ambassador to cover it up.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
When the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else, to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful.
I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
This can't really be happening, that Hillary Clinton's probably going to be our next president when she's such a criminal gangster, so evil, such a fraud, and armed Al-Qaeda and ran the whole strategy to destabilize Africa and the Middle East.
The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
What's crazy is she goes back to the fact that Jimmy Carter and then Reagan did that before they knew about any of the blowback or any of this. It's been since Clinton, right through to now with Bush and her radicalizing it with Saudi Arabia in this new deal. And I'm not defending what Reagan or others did. The point is that he always gets the blame when really it was Zbigniew Brzezinski that had a larger plan and wrote a book about it called The Grand Chessboard, which I've read three times. And I had to have these, again, pseudo-debates with idiots that don't read books by Zbigniew Brzezinski. And I'm not up here on some pedestal, but if you want to debate me, did you read The Technotronic Era, Between Two Ages, Tragedy and Hope, The Anglo-American Establishment? Some of those are books written by the fellow that wrote, Carol Quigley, the fellow that wrote Tragedy and Hope and other key books. I mean, I know their mindset. I know who they are, and you don't. But now Hillary's taken that same strategy and done this and turned them loose all over, and then they brought 5 million into Europe. What is that for? To hold Europe hostage. All right, we're going to throw this to break, come back with David Knight. Briefly, I didn't even plug last hour. If you want to see more reporters, if you want to see more writers, if you want to see us even more effective in putting out the true narrative and defeating the globalist, and quite frankly, risking our lives in a very exciting way. I just love it, quite frankly. When I'm exhausted and stuff, I think about how dangerous this is, and that's when I actually feel good about it. People say, God, you got courage. Once you scared? I'm like, hey, man, it's how epic this is that gives me the energy. No, I'm not scared. I'm scared they're going to win. I'm not scared about me. And I'm telling you, folks, we've got 50% off colloidal silver right now, Silver Bullet. We got a bunch of other specials, 23% off the power packs that recharge your car and all these little plugs and things. It's really a great technology. 33% off the solar panel bases and solar panels, great systems. We've got, if you're looking for the right solar panel systems, this is it from our research. And it's $1,000 off right now, plus, excuse me, it's even more than $1,000 off. Holy Toledo. So that's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And there's a lot of other specials up there on the site as well, but it is important to be self-sufficient. I spend 70% of my time trying to change and fix things. I spend 30% now getting ready. I just spend about 5% of my time doing it. So get prepared, get ready, get great high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. That way you can be on the offense and the defense right there with a purchase. It's a perfect equation. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
If you missed buying emergency food from the patriotic guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, in this fourth hour on this Friday, August 12th, 2016. I'm going to pick up where Alex left off He ran that clip talking about, yeah, Hillary Clinton and Obama really are the founders of ISIS. You have to understand that. I just find it absolutely amazing that we now see CNN and other outlets coming out and saying, Hillary doesn't want to control the guns. We didn't have anything to do with the creation of ISIS, the training or equipping of ISIS. At the same time that the New York Times, this is going back to August 6th, so this is less than a week ago. New York Times said, military success in Syria gives Putin the upper hand in the U.S. proxy war. Yeah, just report on this the beginning of the week on the nightly news. They're calling it a proxy war. They're saying Russia is beating America and Syria in a proxy war. Okay, so who's on the two sides? Who are the players? Who's our proxy? Well, on the Russian side, the proxy is Syria and Assad, okay? Who is on our side? The New York Times says it's Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra, the rebels. Let me read you a little bit of this. The Syrian military, they said, was floundering last year. The rebel offensive was aided by powerful tank-destroying missiles supplied by the CIA and Saudi Arabia. But then the Russians arrived, and they bludgeoned CIA-backed rebel forces for the first time since Afghanistan in the 1980s. Okay, and that would be, as Alex just pointed out, what Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter, his assistant Jimmy Carter, created with the Mujahideen to go after the Russians in Afghanistan. And then we continued that under Reagan because, you know, the foreign policy of the elites at the top, the globalist warmongers, are the same, whether it's Republican or Democrat. It really doesn't matter. That's why they hate Donald Trump so much. And that's why you've got these 50 globalist spooks signing a letter saying that Donald Trump isn't fit to be president. Okay? Why? Because he is openly saying the stuff that they don't want you to know. He's exposing their lies, their corruption, their chaos, their being on both sides of most conflicts, but especially being on the side of the terrorists and telling us that they're going to protect us from the terrorists, both abroad and domestically. They create the threat, and then they have their solution, which is more government, more military, more police, more force directed at us, not at them. Okay, they're telling you that they're fighting ISIS. They're not fighting ISIS. The New York Times is telling you at the same time, this is a proxy war that we're losing, and the people on our side are ISIS. They go on to say, we've now, for the first time since the 1980s, the Russian military, for the past year, has been in direct combat with rebel forces trained and supplied by the CIA. Okay, that's that conspiracy theory website, the New York Times, that liberals think is the paper of record. If you think that is the paper of record, then listen to them, because they have recorded what's going on, and they're telling you, they'll tell you on a Saturday or whatever, what's going on, but then throughout the week, they pretend it doesn't exist, just like CNN wants to pretend that Hillary Clinton has never said anything about taking your guns, okay? Okay, CNN says that you've got various, you got the Washington Post writing an op-ed post saying, Hillary Clinton's not for gun control, get serious. Okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that in a moment, too. They go on to say, even quoting a guy from the Woodrow Wilson Center, Russia has won the proxy war, at least for now, said Michael Kaufman, a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Woodrow Wilson, another globalist, okay? And as we pointed out, and we talked about it at the time, where did all this start, okay? Libya is the arms bazaar for chaos, especially for ISIS, for all these terrorists. That's where they're getting their weapons. That's where this all began. Why did that happen? Why do we have to overthrow the Syrian government? Why did we have to overthrow Libya? Well, we know now because WikiLeaks gave us Hillary Clinton's emails. We could see the emails back in 2011 between her and Sidney Blumenthal, okay, talking about why it was necessary to take out Gaddafi. Now, they've got a lot of oil, have a lot of water there, massive, massive freshwater underground supply there. But that wasn't really the core thing that they were after. It always goes back to the bankers, doesn't it? In every war, it goes back to the bankers. And they said, these sanctions aren't really going to work because Gaddafi has been stockpiling gold and silver. He's got about 143 tons of each because he was going to back his currency with gold, you know. The French, he wanted to go in competition with the French franc. with the American dollar, with the petrodollar that we created with the Saudi Arabians. I said he wants to establish a pan-African currency based on the Libyan dinar backed with gold. The plan was designed to provide the African countries, the Francophone African countries, the ones that have been under the dominance of the colonial powers. And you have to understand, they are still colonial powers. They're just trying to mask it, and they're trying to create chaos on both sides. They don't want competition with their fiat currencies. That's why they started this all. We'll be right back.
March, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to how Hillary founded ISIS, and we're going to tell you how she ran guns, the big gun control lady, big gun runner. We're going to tell you how she helped to, she was warned about the black genocide that was going to happen in Libya, didn't do anything about it, didn't do anything to stop it. So here's this lady who says that she doesn't like guns, that she loves black people, but she supported a genocide against black people in Libya. This is the lady who tells us that she's for women's rights, but she cozies up to all of these Sharia people. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing that she gets away with all this. Before we go back to the news, though, I want to remind you that we have a way for you to prepare for crisis, for bad weather. Whatever happens, You need to take advantage of the products that you can find that are going to help you to prepare for the unexpected, okay? We have an off-the-grid mega special that's going on right now at InfoWarsLife.com, starting with Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. We have 50% off, and I'm glad they've got that there because I just ran out of colloidal silver myself. I use it for a lot of things. So if I'm starting to feel sick, especially when I'm traveling, I take the silver when I'm doing that. Or if I even cut myself, I put silver on it. I don't get infected anymore. This is a well-known fact that you can see hospitals starting to use silver in bandages and other things. This is something that has been well-known for a very long time, how effective that is in a number of ways, topically or internally. And again, 50% off Silver Bullet. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, many other things that are not health-related we have on special right now. We have 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters. 20% off. That's from the smallest to the largest. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 33% off the solar base station power supply. That is a solar collector, a photovoltaic collector, as well as a battery backup and inverter that you can hook that together up as a system for a backup power supply. That's now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's transportable, so you can take it with you, a part of your bug-out preparations, if you wish. Also, the InfoWars Premium Power Pack, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a small box that can crank your car. I know, because I've had to do that. It's far better to do that than it is to take the risk of blowing out your alternator if you do it in the dark. It's much easier to do it with this thing. Get it set up and then turn this on, and it has the power to crank your car as well as to charge any of your devices. So 20% off that. A lot of specials you'll find at the Off the Grid Mega Special at InfoWarsLife.com, including a massive discount off of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. Now, as I was just talking about before we went to the break, the very fact that the New York Times would come out and say that we've got a proxy war going on, that we're losing it, that we're on the side of ISIS, that the CIA has trained and equipped and continues to supply ISIS, and we were doing really good until the Russians came in. We were going to win with our ISIS forces, with al-Qaeda, just like we'd won with al-Qaeda against the Russians in Afghanistan. Now we call them ISIS, but, you know, they always like to say it's ISIL, ISIL. Because, you know, if you say it's the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, it kind of gives you an idea that we created ISIS to go against Syria. And we were talking about what was going on with the reasons why they overthrew Gaddafi in Libya. We were talking about that 5 years ago. Everybody was talking about that 5 years ago when it happened, 2011. And we reported, as well as New American and others reported, look, Gaddafi has been saying that he's going to set up this gold-backed currency. He's going to go in competition to the central banks, the fiat currencies on the West. That would have devastated the dollar, would have devastated the petrodollar, because he would have had his own oil-based dollar that was also backed by gold. Ours is backed by nothing but our relationship with these murderers in Saudi Arabia. So that was a very dangerous thing. It was dangerous for us. They said, hey, the French are going to come in, too, because they still see themselves as a colonial power in north of Africa. And they're concerned. They don't want Gaddafi joining with sub-Saharan Africa. And so that was a large part of what happened there. But then there were emails that have been released now by WikiLeaks that show that, yes, what we were talking about at InfoWars, what the New American was talking about, what others were talking about, not the mainstream media at the time, our analysis of it saying, hey, I think this is about the gold-backed currency. Now we see the emails between Sidney Blumenthal and Hillary Clinton saying, this is about the gold-backed currency. So it's like the NSA whistleblowers telling us right after 9/11, people like William Binney, Thomas Drake, warning us that the government was going to use the 9/11 situation to go after all of our privacy, to do dragnet surveillance. But then people didn't believe it until 2000 and what was it, 12, when Snowden came out? I think it was 12 when he came out, maybe 13. They didn't believe it for a dozen years, okay, until they saw the documents. So now we have the documents. They're going after them because of the gold-backed currency, competing with our fiat currency, our central bank. The fact that they were running guns to terrorists, they talk about. The fact that the people that we were backing were going to be shooting on sight what they called foreigners in Libya. How did they recognize the foreigners at sight? How did they know just by sight that they're foreigners? Well, because they're black. See, they understood that the people that they would identify as being black were the sub-Saharans that Gaddafi was trying to help, that he was working with to create this Pan-African alliance. So these people are Arab terrorists that we were using as proxies, as surrogates, were going to shoot on sight anybody with black skin. There's Hillary Clinton for you. Yeah, that's Hillary Clinton. And as we look at what's going on now in Turkey as well, Turkey is now starting to move towards Russia. If you remember when the coup happened, okay, they shut down the American military base, major air base there in Turkey. Has a lot of nuclear weapons. They cut the power off for over a week. They isolated the air base. They isolated the Americans there. And they began talking to Russia. And they said at the same time, we believe, whether this is true or not, Erdogan was saying, we want Fethullah Gulen. We think that it's his people, his forces, people loyal to him that began this coup. And we want you to turn over Gulen. They've had a civil war for quite some time. It hasn't turned into a shooting war, except just occasionally, and most recently was the biggest event of that. But there has been this civil war essentially going on between Erdogan and Gulen. Both of them, by the way, both of them radical Islamicists. Both of them want an Islamic caliphate. Neither of them are good guys, okay? But we have a lot of ties to Fethullah Gulen. Erdogan, who has isolated this base, who is now making overtures to Russia, essentially sending signals to us that he's going to shut down that U.S. military base. What he wants is Gulen extradited. But the American government isn't going to give him Gulen, not even to save their nuclear air base there in Turkey. That's how important he is to them. And who else is he important to? It's not just to Obama, but also to Hillary Clinton. Okay, we got a recent article from Breitbart talking about how the lawyer for Erdogan that has been coming after Gulen here in America, Robert Amsterdam, said Gulen's Islamicist cult buys off U.S. politicians in both parties to avoid investigations. Okay, well, we've been warned by this by both the left and the right. We've had the Daily Caller on the right, and we've had the Daily Beast on the left, both telling us about the ties between Fethullah Gulen and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, okay? Hillary Clinton, the Daily Beast says, Fethullah Gulen just had a news conference in his compound in Pennsylvania where he was praising Hillary Clinton and talking about his close relationships. He says she's very courteous, very kind. That's exactly what the Secret Service agents who protect her say, isn't it? No, it's not what they say. He says, before our meeting some years ago, President Clinton, Bill Clinton, was facing a difficult situation here in America. I wrote a letter to him encouraging him. He is such a successful president, and Hillary actually wrote a response to that letter. I find her to be very courteous and kind, a great hope for this country. And so the Daily Beast reports that. But also the Daily Caller back in November, and a lot of people have pointed out the fact, that a former president of the Gulen-linked Turkish Cultural Center, Ozkan, gave between $500,000 and $1 million to the Clinton Foundation in recent months. He also served as the National Finance Co-Chair last year for a pro-Clinton political action committee called ReadyPAC. Now, how does this affect us, besides the fact that this is yet another example of a foreign government like Saudi Arabia who bragged that they have given Hillary Clinton 20% of her campaign contributions? How does this affect us? Of course, we've seen Hillary Clinton choosing to have a Sharia lawyer, somebody who has abused the EB-5 visa program. She chose to have him speak just prior to her accepting the nomination. Why? Because, well, he would attack Donald Trump personally, and hopefully Donald Trump would take the bait, and he did, come after him, and then they would say, oh, he's against Muslims. Well, no, we're against Sharia law, okay? But she has this guy who is a Sharia lawyer, Sharia Khan. She also then has the guy that looks like Super Mario, the Taliban, who is behind her, the guy from Afghanistan, a Talibanist, and she has him sitting behind her, as we pointed out, as others have pointed out. You don't get to sit behind the candidate unless they know who you are, okay? So she has all that, and then she has this close relationship with Fethullah Gulen. So this is more than just foreign money coming in, folks. The Gulen people are connected to a network, and we've mentioned this many times, connected to a network of charter schools. Charter schools are kind of quasi, there he is, there's Super Mario over there, right, as you can see him there. Doesn't he look like Super Mario? So he's perfectly harmless, you know, because he looks like Mario. The charter schools that are being run by the Gulenists in America are not overtly Islamic. They have more subtle ways to recruit people into the Turkish culture, into the Turkish religion, and the Turkish politics, okay? And they don't get overtly religious because they're getting $500 million. They've got about 140-some-odd schools in the United States. The bulk of them are in Texas. We reported on this. We've had the fellow Mark Hall who did the documentary Killing Ed. And by the way, that is something that was completely shut down at South by Southwest, even though it was a documentary that had national importance and was focused here in Texas. They didn't show it in South by Southwest. New York Times wouldn't review it. Now they're going to have a tour. They're going to have several Texas cities starting August 29th. They're going to be in Austin, Texas, and 30th in Houston, and in Dallas, San Antonio, El Paso. So check out their site. You need to understand what's going on with charter schools. You need to understand the danger for crony capitalism there. You need to understand that this is a situation where they operate as private schools, and yet they are publicly funded with taxpayer money. It is a perfect storm of crony capitalism. But the worst case scenario that he points out in this documentary is that somebody can take this over with an Islamic agenda, okay, which is what we're seeing. And even Peggy Noonan, who has not been very friendly to Donald Trump, has an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, How the Global Elites Forsake Their Countrymen. And she's looking at Angela Merkel and what's going on there. And she says, you know, Mrs. Merkel moved unilaterally, announcing that Germany would take in an astounding 800,000 people last year. Naturally, this was taken as an invitation, and more than a million came. The result has been widespread public furor over the resulting crime, cultural dissimulation, fears of terrorism, not just fears of terrorism, folks, actual terrorism, okay? From such a sturdy, grounded character as Ms. Merkel, writes Peggy Noonan, the decision was puzzling. Okay, look, if she was sturdy and grounded, you have to understand, this is not a mistake, folks. We've pointed this out over and over again here at InfoWars. This is not a mistake. It's a plan. It's a plan. We see it. Peggy Noonan can't admit it yet. Okay, she just said it was puzzling. She was uncharacteristically romantic about people, how they live their lives and their history. You know, she just made a mistake. She's just this romantic person. Normally, she's very rational. She's very hard. She's very cold. She's very calculating. But here, she just gave in to her romantic feminine side here. Just too much of a heart. You know, she just had a heart for these people. Couldn't help them in their country. Couldn't do anything to stop our surrogate proxy war that created this situation that I just talked about. Couldn't do anything to stop all that as a rational person. So her heart just got the better of her, and they all came into this country. No, it is not a mistake. It's not their heart getting the best of them. This is a plan. And as I pointed out on the nightly news, the people in Germany understand this as well. I read an editorial that I translated from German, a rough translation with Google. And the guy was saying, this is the great people replacement. Understand that. We need to stop talking about it as open borders and immigration. It is a plan to replace the people. It has begun. They don't like the German people being in Germany. They don't like the American people being in America. They want to replace us with people that are more malleable, people who have lower expectations. Because as we see our standard of living declining, we're going to get upset. We're already upset. We already know what you're doing to us. We already know that when you talk about one world and a one world government and you want to make everybody the same, that doesn't mean that you want to lift up the people in the third world to our level. That means you're going to level us down to third world levels. You are destroying these countries because you want everybody leveled to the lowest possible denominator. You want a one world, not a first world and a third world, and you want everybody in that case to be at the third world level. That's what's going to happen with this. As a matter of fact, as I was looking at the editorial, he actually compared it to what a communist Bertolt Brecht saw in East Germany in 1953. The people there, ironically enough, they felt betrayed. You know, they had this communist government that said they were there for the people. Everybody was going to be treated the same, and yet they had minimum wage for some people, not for the elites who ruled the country. And they said, you know, we can't live on this. The minimum wage is too low. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like the Democrat Party's disillusioned constituents? And so what they did was they rioted. And what they got from the communist elite was an iron fist in their face. The military, the police, tanks, okay, put that down in 1953. And so as he looked at that, even the guy who liked communism looked at the ruthless repression of the people who said, we need a higher minimum wage. And he said, well, I guess we can't dissolve parliament anymore, but parliament can dissolve the people. It's far easier that way, isn't it? What is happening right now in the West is the great people replacement. It is the great leveling that is going on. And even when you got somebody like Peggy Noonan saying, you know, she's trying, she means well. You know, she's usually very rational. Merkel is just attempting to provide some kind of a counterstatement about the great sin of the 20th century, the historical sin and the stain of Nazism. And it's like, no, that's not it. That's not it. It's not that kind of guilt. That's what they use on people. They use racism. They use that type of guilt. But that's not what's driving it in France. It's not what is driving Obama. He's not trying to get rid of the stain of Nazism here. He's trying to replace the people and to level us all at a third world level.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
to our final segment of the Alex Jones Show, this fourth hour on this Friday. Before I get back to the news, and I want to talk a little bit about election fraud, because we had the guy call and challenge Alex about that. Yeah, it really is there. Maybe you don't want to believe your eyes, but we're going to talk about that. But real quickly, we have a Get Off the Grid mega special that's going on right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Several devices, other things that are going to help you get electricity, water, and things like silver bullet, colloidal silver. 50% off silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com, something that is very essential to have, especially in an emergency preparedness situation. Also, though, we have Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a great thing to have. We use all, even though we're not on city water where we are, we use these Alexa Pure water filters because when I'm pulling this out of the well, I don't know which of my neighbors are using glyphosates or what is going down into the aquifer. I don't know. Who knows where the water is coming from? It's a mystery what's going on underground. And it's a mystery as to what's in your water. So take something that can get it all out. Whether you're on a municipal system and you have to worry about the stuff that they're deliberately putting in there, like chlorine and fluorides, or if you're out in a rural area and you don't know what kind of chemicals and runoff are in that, this will get it out. 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters. We also have the InfoWars solar base station power supply. That is a battery and inverter, as well as solar panels to charge that battery and provide electricity for you. It's portable as well. That is 33% off. And then the small, physical size small, but it packs a huge charge. The premium power pack is 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out our off-the-grid mega special at InfoWars Life and InfoWarsStore.com. We have huge savings on things to prepare for emergencies of any sort. You know, we had the caller who said, hey, prove that there is fraud going on. And as I've mentioned before, the last election, 2012, friend of my brother-in-law's said that he went to vote, and they told him that he had already voted, along with his dead mother. Because all you have to do is walk in and give them a name and an address, okay? And we can see when we look at James O'Keefe and others, I mean, we've got the CBS News going there showing you the electronic voting machine and say, look, here's how I can manipulate this thing. And that's not the first time that's happened. We've had mainstream media show us for years. There's some really old video that's been going back 10, 15 years. And by the way, a lot of the voting machines are 10 or 15 years old as well, okay, which means that they are incredibly vulnerable to fraud. But if we show you somebody walking in and giving them a false name, and they know that it's false, and he says, hey, you know, I don't have any ID, just let me vote. And I say, okay, fine, sure, yeah, we'll let you vote. Just sign this paper affirming that that's who you are, and we'll let you vote. When you see that happen, when you see the voting machines being rigged live on television, and when we tell you firsthand that this is happening, do stores have to use voter ID only after they've had people rip them off multiple times by writing bad checks or doing other things? Of course not. They understand that's a possibility. And if you show them how easy it is to do that, they would be fools not to do that. And yet, when they try to enact voter ID, when they say, we're going to require you to show us some picture ID in order to vote in North Carolina, they say, that's racist. Okay? It's also racist, they say, if they gerrymander the districts. And that was something that happened for the Republicans. They got to draw the district lines for the first time in 2010. Never got a chance to do that before the Republicans. Immediately they said, well, that's going against the black vote. Well, 90% of the people who are black are voting for the Democrats. And yes, they were trying to bias this in favor of the Republicans instead of Democrats. I don't like gerrymandering laws. I think that would just go with contiguous geographical regions. But every time they do something to change the voting laws, and there's no reason you wouldn't have voter IDs, it's racist. It's racist. That's what we hear. All right, join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.